You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Pleased to welcome back Dr. Todd Hill. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Tracy. How are you doing today?
I am doing well.
It's one of those marvelous days. School is out.
School is out. Parking is out. Plentiful.
Parking's great on campus. You know?
It's not snowing. Not much to complain
about.
No
snow. No tornadoes today. You know, we're in good shape.
So you are here to talk about season three. Is it already season three of Community
Isn't
Band?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow.
You know, Mark and I were talking about the other day. Unbelievable that we're already to season three with the Town and Gown Community Band. And, you know, really, really looking forward to a great season of music with our people from the area, you know, regional adults, college students, high school kids that have made a all-district honor band or all-state. We have had a marvelous time with this, and already we got 80-something people registered for this summer. So we're anticipating we'll be about the same size we've been, somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 to 100 players.
Is registration closed for the summer, or is it still
open? Oh, absolutely
open?
Not. Folks can still do that, and at this point it'd be easiest just to email me at thill@murraystate.edu. That'll be the fastest way to get in touch with me, and I can take you from there. Just thill@murraystate.edu. If you haven't seen the things in the newspaper, if you haven't heard on radio, if you haven't, you know, on Facebook, Town Ampersand Gown Community Band, or on my Facebook page, either one, you can find it pretty quickly.
And what level of playing should someone be at before they try to participate in the
They needed to have been a strong high school band player. Maybe they'd played in college and just haven't touched their horn for a while. You know, a lot of times we get people that haven't had the horn out of the closet literally in 20 or 30 years. And they catch on really quick. It's kind of like riding a bicycle. You don't completely forget what you're doing. And they're able to, you know, they'll struggle first time or two, and then they'll start to get some blood flow back to their lips, and everything starts falling in place.
So you brought a cut, didn't you, from is this last year's?
This is last year's group from the Freedom Fest concert, recorded down in Lovett Auditorium. And Justin Patton, always the recording guru. It's unbelievable the sound quality that guy captures on so many things. But this is an old piece by Claire Grundman. It was copyrighted in 1955, so really in the golden era of bands just coming into their own and having their own material to play instead of always an orchestral transcription or a Sousa march. And this is the thing by Claire Grundman called Kentucky 1800. Uses a lot of Kentucky folk tunes and stuff like that. Really lovely little piece. And the 2013 Town and Gown Community Band. Here they are.
Thank you.
Claire Grunman's Kentucky 1800, a Town and Gown band of 2013, including Jenny Todd from right here at WKMS back there in the percussion section. And what's really funny was getting a call from George Eldred while this was playing. Wait a minute, that's Kentucky 1800. I played that in high school. So it's a joy for folks bringing back things like that. Also, you know, hearing folk tunes being preserved. And we tend to do a lot of material like that that's just not getting done anymore. But this year, we're really concentrating on a lot of classic concert band literature, a lot of classic marches by Sousa and J.J. Reynolds, and my favorite march composer, Henry Fillmore, and having a good time with it.
And what are the dates of the concerts?
The concert dates are Tuesday, June the 10th. That'll be at 7 o'clock right out here in front of Lovett Auditorium on the lawn, weather being kind to us. If not, we will move straight into the auditorium. And then on July 5th, which will be Freedom Fest, that is going to be on Saturday night of the July 4th weekend, the Freedom Fest being the concert being on the 5th. That one is in Lovett Auditorium because it's not conducive to doing anything outside.
When it's 100 degrees.
Right. Yeah. You know, we attempted the first year to do the concert down at the stadium where it used to be years ago. And Mark and I looked at each other. It was 100-plus degrees on the track that afternoon. It was like, okay, we're going in Lovett. We just got to do this. And the community has responded beautifully by that. Folks come to Lovett, watch the concert. We started at 8 o'clock. Then they go outside at 9 o'clock, and they can either watch from the quad if they want to watch the fireworks display, or they can head over to Roy Stewart Stadium. So it's worked out very well, and we're very pleased to be able to do this for the community. Again, the Town and Gown concept. The town being Murray and the gown being the university. And we have such a better relationship here than in so many places. Nowhere I have taught had this kind of relation with the school and the town. Not even close.
Yeah, I agree. And once again, if someone's listening, maybe they've just now figured out that this is a thing and they want to get involved again, how can they do that?
How can they do that? They can email me quickly at Murray State. It's just thill@murraystate.edu. And also, we start our rehearsals tomorrow night, Tuesday, May 13th, at 6:30 in the University Band Room in the Price Doyle Fine Arts Building. That's on the third floor. Just hit 3 on the elevator, and you'll go right to the area where the band room is. The other thing about that is this. When we get things going, we are running Tuesday nights from now until July 1st. So every Tuesday night, there'll be something there with the community band. We ask people, we have 4 rehearsals and then a concert. 4 rehearsals and a concert. You got to make 3 of those rehearsals. You know, 3 out of the 4, I understand, you know, there's going to be things come up. I understand that. That's life. You know, I don't expect people to completely give their life up. But 3 out of 4 rehearsals is not too much to ask to be there and all that. Plus, then on the July 5th concert, the Freedom Fest concert, we'll be having an ad hoc choir, and I'll come back and talk to folks about that. We'll rehearse that choir on July 1st. Usually turns out to be members of the Murray Choral Society, plus whoever else we can get. A lot of the folks from the church choirs come en masse, and we wind up with about 100, 120 voices to do the old Battle Hymn of the Republic, that arrangement that goes back so long at Murray State, the tradition with Bob Barr doing that with the university choir and doing that at homecoming years ago. And plus, this year we're adding the Carmen Dragon arrangement of America the Beautiful. Yes, there was a famous arranger named Carmen Dragon.
That's a pretty cool name.
That is. Well, yeah, as in Captain and Tennille. He was the father of Captain and Tennille. That now we're talking about 70s pop music trivia. So, yeah, but anyway.
Going down the rabbit hole now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dr. Todd Hill preparing for Season 3 of the Community Band. Thanks for dropping by. Sounds good.
Happy to be here, Tracy, and it does sound good.
Well, thank you so much.